Feel it, Wendy.
Huge mess. I know.
Feel it, Wendy. Feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it.
I am sort of gassy too.
Yep. Wet and wild,
oh,
Wendy.
She's gassy too.
Oh, that's when the cannon comes out.
Show us that pussy, Wendy.
Yeah. Oh my god. Is that you, fucking Wendy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wendy.
It sounded like a horse.
Watch out, Wendy.
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of the after show, Wendy from Howard Stern.
Good job, Wendy.
Wendy the fucking dope.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My thing tonight is I'm going to get revenge back on Kyle and Desriel.
How about on the sis?
No, Kyle and Desriel.
Don't ever repeat
this. Oh, no, get revenge on the sis. Come on.
You guys throw her off.
Kyle, you're a totally faggot loser.
Ooh. Wow. Who's Tony?
No, Sans.
Desriel, you need to get a life, honey, because, you know, you're a man. I know for a fact he cheats on you.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Fact, huh? Tell us the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Desriel, you want to know how I know your man cheating on you? Because he calls you a retarded too, so I'm not the only one that's a retarded.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
True. Wendy speaks the truth. Holy. Wow.
Damn. A retard too, huh? What's a retard one?
And you know, I really do not believe that you walk to the bus stop with your kids.
She rolls.
He probably looks out the window and is like, "Bye, kids."
Dad, you already have the chat support. They're like, "Wow, Wendy's on fire already. Kill him more."
Oh yeah.
Get him, Wendy.
And
no holding
Kyle,
back.
You know what? You're a total faggot, and you know what? Oh. You'll never have a lifestyle.
Yeah. Wow.
Kyle picks up bundles of sticks. and nothing
else. And you know what? I really don't feel bad for your kids because your kids scare you. You beat kids. And you know what? You definitely need help, Kyle.
Wait.
Whoa.
He definitely fucks around kids, that's for sure.
Whoa.
I hate you, Kat.
I'm sure.
And you know what? This thing that you got mentally, you got a mental problem, Kyle.
I like this. I like how every single show makes their name on Chitna.
And Kyle, you know what? By you doing a show every day and asking for $17, that's not going to help you get help, bro.
Yeah, you still quit broke,
the smoking and the...
You tell him, Wendy. You tell him.
You need to quit the booze, Kyle.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
That's hey, you know what they say, Wendy?
For them kids.
Yeah, Wendy, when you booze, you lose.
Yes, you're when you booze, white you lose. Dude.
You're not funny.
Oh.
Right to choose, you lose.
And I can play hardball too, Kyle. You want to play your game?
Fuck,
you
hardball.
You got another thing
got
coming,
softball.
Kyle.
What kind of hardball?
Talk about my dad again, bitch!
Whoa, Desriel's
shut
here.
Shut up, Desriel.
Get her. Get her.
Desriel?
You're a little like
Desriel.
Desriel. Yeah, Desriel. Desriel is a. Some
maybe it would be great if you just swallowed a pill and choked on it, bitch.
Oh, what?
Wow. What do you mean? Choked on a pill and. I mean, come on.
You choked on it and then swallowed it.
Oh, yeah, that's real. You choked on your own shit.
Whoa, you tell her, Wendy.
Wow,
Desriel.
Wow, Desriel, you're going to let her talk to you like
that? You're going down, bitch.
Desiree's dad molested her.
What? No way.
I know, I'm a bad
one. Oh, shit.
Desriel.
Wait.
He was talking about Jimmernam. Yeah, that was Kyle talking about Jimmernam.
I
knew what he said.
Yeah,
well, see?
Thank God Jimmernam,
he has not done nothing wrong.
What did he do?
Nothing. Jimmer's a nice young man, and you know
how young?
What?
How young? What's his age? How old is he?
And what people are doing to him is not right.
Fuck
what are they doing? Well, that's Kyle. Yeah, Kyle's not right. We know that.
You're fucking with some weirdo pseudoscience blackness.
Whoa. Racist.
Like, these people are ridiculous.
Beta.
Eh, get a life, Kyle. You're a little like trash.
Yeah, Wendy said get
Jesus,
a life.
Wendy? Don't be so fucking mean.
Beta.
Mm-hmm. Beta carotene.
Kyle, you know what? You're a big pussy ass bitch.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, black God, and white should fucking unite and fuck these spics.
Whoa, Kyle, watch your mouth in front of Wendy.
Wendy's not even Spanish.
Wendy, don't let him do that. Come on.
Kyle, come on. Shut up.
There you go.
Yeah. Kyle's a bitch.
You know, I'm a faggot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, I'm a faggot. What, so he just agrees? Wendy, he's trying to fool you. Make him hurt.
Oh, Kyle, you know what? You're a little like trash, and you know what? I hope Desiree will leave your ass, bitch.
You're such a liar, dude.
Jimmer agrees.
Wait, so is it Desiree or is it Desiree?
Jimmer, what do you think about Des and Kyle?
Nothing's changed, dude. The guy will be always a scumbag. He will die a scumbag, and I hope to God he dies very soon.
That's all right.
Oh, shit.
You got it, man. You got it.
I think he's on the same page.
He's got a point, right?
Yeah. Sure does. We need that as a soundbite.
Yeah, baby.
What does that mean?
I'm an Asian guy.
Oh, an Asian.
I'm 40 and yellow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What else, Wendy? Kill him, Wendy.
Alright, and Bethriel, you know what? You're a little stressed. Whore, bitch.
So is Desreal?
Yeah. Get a job, bitch.
Dude, you didn't know that's her real name. If you
and
look
you're
at
fat. Wendy's in great shape. Des is a big fatty.
Yeah, Wendy, you look Desreal's
a big fat cunt.
Desreal,
wow, she's
Ralph.
A big fat cunt?
My cunt might be retarded.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
That means his Desreal might be retarded.
Oh.
Dez's cunt the retard.
Okay, so Desreal's retarded. Wendy, what are you?
I am a mentally challenged disabled person.
That sounds made up.
No.
Did you just make that up?
No.
No, I didn't.
No.
Where'd you hear that?
Mom and Dad. Well, no. Just kidding.
I don't think
go ahead,
you,
Wendy.
I don't think you know.
Wendy,
what
don't
that
let these guys throw you off your track.
Tell him to shut up.
They're trying to slow down the smashing train.
Choo choo.
Yeah, let's get back to Jimmernick.
Wendy, let's hear a choo choo. Give us your best train.
Choo choo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah.
Baby. Oh, that makes me giggle too, Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the money shot.
Whoa!
Oh.
Wendy, so what's on your mind, Wendy?
Huh?
What's on your mind? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about kicking Kyle in the gut. In his goddamn ass. That's what I'm thinking about.
Wow, why don't you threaten their lives as Freddy Krueger? I hear you do a good Freddy.
Oh, could you, my freaking cow? And your little fucking faggot soul, too, cocksucker bitch.
That was terrible.
That was too real.
Yeah. It sounded like it came from the depths of hell.
Scared the shit out of me. Wendy, do you have a driver's license?
No, but hell no.
That's good. That's good. Wendy, do you have a firearms
driver's license?
Wendy, do you have a firearms license?
No.
Why not?
Hell no.
You
don't
want to
shoot guns.
Figure out. How to fucking get me off?
Oh, well, Wendy, Jimmernam might need you to have one.
Have you ever, serviced a guy for money?
Ooh, our first caller for Wendy. Caller, you're on the after show hosted by Wendy.
Hello?
And Broke Bar.
Caller?
Hello?
It's a troll.
Caller?
Hi, troll.
Hi, troll. Hi.
This is Wendy and Broke Bar.
And I didn't let up before, but now I am going to go harder and faster.
Harder and...
Wendy likes that. Harder and faster.
Harder and faster. That's nice. Why would he say that? It's so mean. Oh, you don't like that,
Wendy?
Yes.
What about you?
What, Wendy?
Please, if he was inside of you, you'd come.
Wasn't funny, Wendy. Wasn't funny.
Oh, see? That's not nice.
What was I supposed to say, Jimmer?
Man, what a pussy that guy is.
Pretty much.
All right, I could have said that. You're right.
I want to kill myself. I want to...
No.
No,
I think you're fucking
no.
with me right now.
Yeah. No, we're not, Jimmer. Wendy loves
no.
you.
No. I love right, you. Okay. Yes, I love you, Jimmer.
Wendy will still marry you.
Only fuck.
I suck on this.
Go ahead and talk to Jimmer, Wendy.
Hey, Jimmer.
You guys can talk together.
What are you doing tonight, Jimmer?
I'm 40 in yellow.
That's cool.
Well, maybe she could do something about my balls.
Well, yeah. Jimmer. Okay, ooh. Wendy, tell us if you get uncomfortable, Wendy, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
Ooh. Wendy, Jimmer, come on.
Watch out.
Come on, Wendy. Tell us you can figure it out.
Hey, Jimmer.
No. Just tell us you can figure this whole thing out. Tell us you know what's going on.
Yeah, I can
figure it. Just tell us that you know what's going on.
Wendy, Jimmer's in the chat already.
You get it, right? Wendy, just tell us you get it.
Wendy, I think Jimmer needs you to help her out.
Nick, what are you talking about specifically?
Wendy, just be like, if you say, good, this is fun.
Good, Ron.
There we go, boys. Let's do it.
She's got it, dude. She's totally into it.
She knows what we're doing.
She loves Jimmer.
She gets the
yes, I love Jimmer.
It's St. Jimmer week.
She got
here.
It. She gets it. Wendy gets it. That's all I need to hear.
Nothing I want to hear more than Jimmer and Wendy smashing Dez and Kyle. A little tag team effort.
What about
nothing
smashing?
More than I want to do it and go to bed before that happens.
What about smashing uglies? Can we get Jimmer and Wendy to smash uglies?
Yeah.
I guess so. She's just waiting on Jimmer. He keeps standing her up.
Wendy, you need to go over there and tell him going on a date. Who do you think I am?
Jimmer, what do you think I am? We need to go on a date.
A date.
A date.
Date.
Yeah, we need to know go on a date.
No, it's a date, Wendy, with a T. Date.
Dayton, date. Ohio. You know Dayton, Ohio?
And I know a great Italian restaurant, too, we could go to, Jimmer.
A talented restaurant.
Italian with lots of oregano.
Wendy, these guys are just trying to throw you off your game. You know why you're here tonight.
Breadsticks. All you can eat breadsticks. Mm.
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes?
What's your problem?
My problem? I don't have a problem. I just have a problem.
Your problem is Kyle.
You definitely have a problem.
Yes.
Kyle.
Kyle's Wendy, my problem.
No, Wendy, you definitely have a problem.
What are you talking about, Nick?
I just want to know what her problem is.
She does not have a problem except for
she got,
Kyle.
She got, Jay, be
and
honest.
Possibly
she got some sort of
you.
I don't know. She sounds like she got a problem.
Bro, not, don't make me kick you in the ass.
Nice.
Oh, see? Yeah. She can still kick your ass, Nick, and I believe
you're
going to
make threats, Wendy. Just wondering what your problem is. I mean, you know.
My
you.
Problem is Kyle and you. That's my problem.
Oh, shit. I made the shit.
Hey,
list.
Wendy, his name is Nick Papadopoulos. And
I sell chairs.
On,
I sell
Nick
furniture.
Papadopoulos.
And
yeah,
he lives on 3354 33rd Street.
In Calgary.
In
okay.
Tajikistan. And
so, Wendy, I mean...
Send your boys out there to do
it. You're causing
work.
All sorts of shit, Wendy. We promise.
What was that?
You just cause, you know, a lot of shit. We want to know what your problem is.
My problem is I'm going to get Kyle kicked off and banned, and I cannot wait till I get my revenge on Kyle.
What about the money they
the
stole from you? $130 they stole.
What
from
about
you.
Jimmer Nam? What about Jimmer Nam and the money he stole?
No, Kyle.
Jimmer Nam, he's okay. I mean, I already took care of the problem. He's not a problem. But Kyle, he's a problem.
Why is he a problem?
Word up.
Because he's threatened me and he's been giving Jimmer a bunch of bull crap and talking about shit about him, and I'm going to end up misering Kyle's life.
He was double dipping on you.
He's a punk bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
He's a punk.
He threatened me. He said he was going to beat me up if I don't donate to him, so I had to shut the motherfucker up.
Yeah, that's. Oof.
Wendy, you're a
what
bad bitch.
God
you know
was one of us.
Uh huh.
And Kyle cannot sing that crap.
You're a bad bitch, Wendy.
I like that song. On the bus.
You're a bad bitch, Wendy.
You don't like the Kyle soundtrack? He's got a whole collection of hits.
Mm-hmm.
What about this
one? No, I do.
Let's see if you like this song. This one here.
World is a vampire. Filled with pain. And when I'm Kumia is a vampire.
Oh, you like that one? It's not what I thought we were going to hear.
That was terrible. That was fucking terrible.
How about this one?
We don't need no education.
Ew.
Ew, Nick says. Ew.
Ew.
I fucking hate that.
You're old white dudes. You're not funny.
Isn't he the same age as us?
He's younger. By like a year.
Oh, really?
But he'll be dead soon.
Yeah.
Well, he'll get what's coming to him, Kyle.
The chat says Dez and Kyle already downvoted your stream right now. Well, that just shows they're pussies. They're afraid to come in and talk to Wendy.
Yep.
Sad to me.
They wish they was a live streamer to have fun like us. Sad to me. Right, Wendy?
Kenny's here. Yes. Kenny in
say,
the house.
Kenny.
Hey, what's up?
They're chilling. What's up with you, Kenny?
Kenny, what do you think about Kyle and Dez? This is all about just smashing them.
By Wendy's request.
Nice.
Well.
He's somewhat entertaining, but he's not a very good person.
Kenny.
He's kind of a
Kenny.
So is he funny like a clown?
Right? This is what you wanted, Nick.
Kenny.
Kenny, he hears you. He hears you.
His panties right now.
Okay. Hi, Kenny.
Hey,
how
Kenny.
Are you?
I just have one question to ask you. Do you think Kyle's a little like a piece of scum that can't even get up and take care of his kids without getting off of his lazy
What?
I don't know if I'd say all that.
What would you say, Kenny?
He thinks Kenny finally went to bed.
Kenny, what do you have to say about Enzi?
I think he's sort of entertaining and kind of a dick.
It's a soundboard.
Sort of entertaining.
Yes.
Really? What do you find entertaining about him? About like when he fucks
there
kids?
There we go. Call, you're on with Wendy.
Hello.
Excuse me. Hey now.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. That's not the real Kenny.
Hi.
Hey now.
What?
Hi.
Bye bye.
Kenny.
Oh, please call in with funny stuff. Killing me.
Oh yeah, Kyle. You know what? You cannot sing, Kyle.
Jesus Christ.
Wendy, don't do that, okay?
Okay.
Don't do
Wendy Savage.
Wendy, I got an idea.
That's too much.
I got
an
idea,
too
Wendy.
Much. It's crossing the line.
From now on, whenever you want to say something, at the end of saying something, you say duh, 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 duh.
No. Nick, you don't say that either. Stop
at the
it.
End of every sentence you say.
Nobody does anymore.
It's a fun.
Okay?
It's a fun game. It's easy.
You can ta ta ta, but not.
No. Duh, me and Wendy are playing a game here, Jay. We're playing a game. Okay.
No,
every time
no.
we speak,
it's not
we're
a
gonna
fun
say
game.
Duh, duh, duh.
No.
At
no,
the every sentence
no,
you say from here
no,
on out, and from
no,
every sentence,
Wendy, you cannot say that.
You
okay?
say duh, okay. duh, duh. You, okay. At the end of every sentence,
no, don't,
duh, duh, duh.
Don't do that, Wendy. Don't do it.
Is that okay, Wendy? All right. Every time you speak from now on.
don't do that.
Jay, you're not saying duh, duh, duh. You're out.
I'm out.
Duh, duh, duh.
Duh, duh, duh. You didn't say anything, Kenny. Kenny just said it without talking first.
Kenny, you can't rack up points. You can't rack up points, Kenny. Come on, man.
Duh, duh, duh.
That's
oh, Kenny. Kenny's got 10 points for the lead.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Wendy, you got anything to say?
To.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what? Wendy, you're still in the game.
I feel so bad. Okay, Wendy's got 10 points. Kenny's got 10 points.
There we go. All
right. Everyone else has zero.
No homo.
Jay, you're out.
Who is that? Booney?
Sam Hill. Oh, well.
Hi, Sam.
Kenny, I forgot to say something.
Kenny's out. Oh, a little late.
15 points for Kenny.
Yeah.
Will
all
the
right.
game continue?
Game's over. Wendy's out.
He's drunk.
You that, got the right one, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Corvette. Oh, that's like Ray Charles from the old Dr. Pepper commercials, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Wendy, yeah. You're quite the singer. You're quite the singer.
You got the right one, baby.
You got the right one, baby. Uh-huh.
Why is Wendy getting less and less retarded?
Comes and goes, man.
Okay.
Is this F5?
It's like the flu.
Yo, my name is Kyle. I'm a fat douchebag. I'm a loser. I got my wife, Desiree, who's a fat, retarded hoe. She's a skinky hoe bitch.
So this is F5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's F5. Cold. That's some cold shit there, Wendy.
All we need now is a sick beat.
Yeah. I'm getting my revenge, baby.
I'm going to say for the duration of this show, Wendy, you are the host. I'm not even going to talk anymore, but I will answer the phone. So.
Yeah, you know what?
Balls in
I'm
your
out
court.
Of here, guys. Bye.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye, Nikki. Nikki.
Bye. Okay, this Wendy, what's next on the agenda?
Okay. Beat me for my butthole.
What? Feed you?
Beat me from my butthole.
Feed her from her butthole.
Yeah, here, yeah. You translate, Cho.
That's all I got.
I was doing Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, TP for my bunghole. Okay, got it. Okay. Cool. It sounded like you were saying feed me from my butthole, Wendy. That was a little crazy for a second there, you know? It's like, what, you want to put an apple in there or something? Like,
yes.
No. Yes. Well, you said a tomato. Like, but a tomato could softer. Like squish. An apple would be harder. I don't know. What do you think, Wendy?
I can squish an apple.
Whoa. That's
your butthole?
that seems like a really strong butthole, if you ask me.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. An apple. Wow, you can squish an apple. Well, with your hand, Wendy, or with something else?
With something else.
Oh, Wendy. Oh, whoa.
I gotta see this.
You will see it.
All right. Thank you. It's like the baby bird thing.
That's the beige. Ugh. That's the beige J, Wendy.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You like
beige? You ever been with people? A black man, Wendy?
Yes.
Of course. What did he tell you?
Well, she's a virgin, though.
I'm right, a virgin.
All right, but she's been near people.
She's just only seen and sniffed and just like maybe touched a penis, right, Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. Like, we haven't gone all the way. Have you sucked on one?
No.
Okay.
So, was it black?
Yes, it's black.
The one you did nice. Suck. Okay. Okay. But
it's okay. I doubt it, but that's cool.
And you haven't, so you haven't had any kind of sex, right?
No.
Okay. That's fine. So what's next, Wendy?
What's next is
Kyle and Desriel.
Kyle and Desriel are bad parents.
And they live above a liquor store.
They go to the liquor store. They buy cigarettes. They do booze. She let Kyle beat up on the kids, and that's not right. And that,
nope.
I'm going to put a stop to it, even if I have to call Child Protective Services.
If that's true, then yeah. I agree.
Because the kids do not deserve that.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No, they don't. That is correct.
No kid deserves that.
No.
Well, I don't know. There are some little shits out there.
Well, there's a difference between like discipline and beating your kids.
Yes, right. There's more to discipline than beating your kids.
I mean, I agree, like a spanking isn't necessarily bad, but like punching them in the face or smacking them in the face.
Sometimes, that's not like, good.
If a mom does it like every once in a while, it might be called for. You know, the moms that have to do it like maybe four times.
Especially to their sons.
Yeah, yeah. Like first time you say the B word in front of your mom and it, you know, mm-hmm. she can smack you then. You know, something like that. But
there's a little bit of leeway. Not a lot. Kyle went too far.
I mean allegedly. It's for lawyer purposes. I don't think we have any solid evidence, but it's some
circumstantial evidence. So.
Some pretty damning stuff out there.
And having making out in front of your kids, Kyle, that's not right either. That's disgusting and that's inappropriate. Your kids do not need to see that shit.
No.
Yeah. They weren't just making out. They were doing other stuff, Wendy.
Yeah. They sounded very very loud and sweaty.
Well, that's not right.
No, yeah. It's not.
They were bumping uglies, as they say.
Well, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was sticking it in her.
Well, that's going, not good. That is going, bad. Ooh,
ah. And the kids were going, Mommy!
And with all the drinking and smoking,
and Kyle said, "Shut up, retard! Really
get some professional help. Really professional help, and Desriel too."
Mm-hmm. It's sad, right, Wendy?
Yes, it's sad. And I should have their kids taken away from them right now.
Yeah, I mean, Desiree says she's a good mom, but I don't know.
I don't see it.
Yeah, me neither. It's one thing to like try and, you know, mess up because nobody's perfect, but that bitch doesn't seem to be trying too hard.
Just no, because you give not.
Just because you give your kids the necessities, like the bare necessities, doesn't mean you're a good parent.
Well, she is a bear, so maybe that's what she meant.
Well, they think their kids have a great life, but they're sadly
your
mistaken
kids
if
need
they really
a
think
good
that.
Wife and not a trashy wife where you're beating them, where you're making out in front of them. That's not a wife. And arguing and cussing and swearing in front of your kids, that's even better. Because one day your kids are going to have nothing to do with both of you.
Ooh, so true. Wisdom from Wendy.
And yes, Kyle, one day I'm going to kick your mother effing ass whenever I get back on my feet and start walking. Douchebag.
Uh-oh. It's only a matter of time, Kyle.
My name is Kyle. I'm a saggy douchebag. I love to sit on my lazy fat ass and let the kids scream in the background and won't get up and do that shit for them.
Yeah, that's right. Cause I drink and I smoke and I make YouTube money with my clickbait videos. Oh, kick it, Wendy. Oh, Joe Sports Dude.
How are you, buddy?
What up,
good,
Joe?
How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you, my friend? How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I was watching what you were saying. What's wrong?
I'm just chilling, just trying to take care of
Joe. I'll tell Joe what happened. Wendy reached out to me earlier today and asked to host the show because she's on a mission to take down Cyan's and his wife, his girlfriend. She's on fire today. So
that's
I'm letting
good.
Her
that
do her thing.
That clown doesn't deserve to have a channel. You know, you look at everything and you say to yourself, we should be blessed, you know. We have feet to walk on. We have hands to move. We should be honored, you know. Because some people, I see them.
Wait, Joe. Touchy subject.
Wendy's in a wheelchair right now. She's going to get back on her feet soon, though. And as soon as she does, she's going to kick Kyle's ass.
Pray for Wendy.
No, I respect her. I'm just saying that we should be blessed. In general, because it doesn't matter if we are in a wheelchair or not, we have things that we can do, you know? It doesn't matter if we're, you know, sitting, you know, in a chair or not.
Doing thingies. Yeah.
But we are blessed because, you know, some people take, you know, how do you say? People in general in a wheelchair have a tougher time.
Take things for granted?
Take things to granted, absolutely. Like that, you know, we should respect each other. Doesn't matter, you know, who the person is. We're human beings, you know. We come out the same, we die the same, and this is life. This is the earth, you know, creation, you know. But Wendy sounds like an unbelievable person, and I respect you 110%, my friend. You know, so continue your journey, and you're gonna go very far in life. Believe me.
You hear that, Wendy?
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
No problem. Just stay strong, believe in yourself, and trust me, you accomplish a lot, you know? Don't ever estimate yourself as an average person. You're above average, and you have a lot to prove still, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Joe.
Anytime.
You too, Joe
always preaches the truth, so.
I try my best,
true,
you know?
Wendy.
Yes.
Yep.
Where are you from, Wendy?
I'm from Florida. Where are you from?
I'm from Canada, from London, Ontario, Canada.
Cool.
Yeah.
How's the weather up there?
You know what? For September, this is the first first day of fall, and it is absolutely brilliant outside. It's 23 degrees, so beautiful.
That's good.
Celsius.
Yeah, we have 23 Celsius, right?
Yeah, we have the air conditioning on. You know? We go by Celsius. We used to go Fahrenheit. I don't know what's in Fahrenheit. Okay. Probably what? Well, maybe 32, 33. Maybe I'm in there.
No, it's probably like 70.
Or 60, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not 60, really 70. Sure.
Nice day.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Wendy?
I mostly sing and do prank phone calls and stuff.
Nice. Nice.
What's your favorite song, Wendy?
My favorite song is Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
That's a good one.
Great Balls on Fire?
Yes.
You know, a lot of guys don't like this song, but I like The Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. And people laugh at me
always. Oh, wow, JoJo.
So yeah, I don't know why I like this song. I listen to it every night.
So, 23, you said that's about what the temperature is there, Joe, in the 20s? Yeah. Yeah, so that's the same as it is here, and it's 83 here. So 83, I think,
okay. Oh, jeez.
So I think I was right. Or no, 73, yeah. I'm sorry, 73.
Yeah, you're right.
So I just changed my settings from Fahrenheit to Celsius. Yeah, 73 in Fahrenheit and 23 in Celsius. So it's like 50 difference.
Yeah.
That range.
Whereabouts are you from, Florida? From Jacksonville or whereabouts?
Central.
Wendy? Me, Kyle.
Whoa. Was that you, Wendy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was funny.
I like what Ross Dog said. My back is killing me, and I'm hot. This is really tough to get through. Laugh out loud. Minutes feel like hours. Absolutely 110% right, Ross Dog. I'm with you.
Oh, boy, is he right.
Oh, come on, bro. You gotta be kidding me.
Where's the CEO today?
he
was here earlier. He left.
I'm about to.
Him and Ian are having a little squabble. The honeymoon's over.
How's it?
Yeah. Hoping they can work things out.
Are you using OBS or Ross Dog for all this?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not Streamlabs OBS, just the regular original version.
Nice. I like the regular one's better.
Yeah.
It works come better. On, bro. You gotta be kidding me.
You know what, Wendy? I'm a big fan of you now. Seriously, you should come on my show. We'd love to have you on.
She will.
Thank you.
Is she in your Discord?
No, she isn't.
We'll get you to Joe's Discord so that you know.
Okay.
We talk sports, positivity, helping other people out, and respect women 110%.
Well, one main thing we're trying to do with Wendy right now, Joe, is Carla Kitty found out Wendy gave some shows donations, so she's like stalking her and trying to trick money out of her. So we're trying to get everyone to block her from Wendy and keep her away.
Yeah, I learned my lesson, Wendy. I learned my lesson long time ago. I should have listened to the people that support me and love me, and I didn't. But, you know, I learned my mistake, and I know what kind of person that is, you know. It's called taking advantage of other people, you know.
Yes.
So just be careful and don't associate with her, block her and everything. She shouldn't even be on
social media. Just don't use your money online at all. Just don't give it to anybody. Keep it for yourself, Wendy.
Okay, I'm going to do a impression of Kyle, okay?
All right.
Yo, bro, this is Kyle. I can't even sag.
That's it sounds crazy, just like Wendy. Him. Yeah, that's really good. Like, can you do a Dez impression?
I don't know if Kyle's ever going to be able to show his face again after this.
Yeah, I can do a Dezreel impression. Yo, you cuss-sucking bitches, though. You freaking hoes. Shut up.
My man, say, stop trying to get with my man. Something, you know.
Stop getting with my man. You piece of shit hoe.
She's got her down. That's pretty good.
Say, my man loves me.
My man loves me.
We got 13.
My man loves me.
Wendy, we're just going to make this a tight hour show, so you got 12 minutes left. We'll say 10 minutes. Okay. You got 10 minutes left to host.
Okay. My name is Kyle. I'm a douchebag sag. I love to be a little jerk, fuck off, asshole, cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joe, in case you don't know, Kyle Cyan stole $130 from Wendy. Said if
really?
She said if she didn't donate that he was going to beat her, so she donated out of fear. And then Streamlabs wouldn't give the money back.
I didn't know
that. Yeah.
This should go farther than what it
that's seriously. That's why we're doing this tonight. This is day one of the exposure.
I can start here. No, I can do a lot, you know? Yeah.
And that's a true story. I'm not doing disgusting. A bit. He said, "You give me money or I'm going to beat you." And she gave it.
Does Wendy know Mr. Fake News personally or just on here?
No, she's been on his show before.
But she doesn't know him in real life.
No.
Only on here.
You know, Wendy, I'll tell you something about Mr. Fake News. That's what I call him. And I went on the show. I thought he was a cool guy. Then he started talking about my family, disrespecting everybody, my sister-in-law, just everyone. And you know what? When somebody disrespects my family, that's the moment I'm not going to ever talk to anyone, especially my mother. You don't talk about other people's mother. That's the number one thing. And he has no respect. He should be ashamed of himself. And whoever raised him, they should be disgusted. He is a terrible, terrible person, and he shouldn't even be in Rhode Island. Seriously. It's disrespectful. You don't do that to other people's.
I know that, but I'm trying to get my revenge back at him because you don't know what he did to me, what he talked about me, about Jimmer. You know, I'm gonna ruin his sorry life. And Kyle, I'm gonna shut him down once and for all because I know where to shut him down at.
Sad. It really is sad. I don't know why people are like that.
Sad
selfish.
To me. Sad to me. It's sad to me. Say that, Wendy. That's what Kyle says. It's sad to me.
Sad to me.
What's up, Vito?
I'm sorry. It's sad to me.
Sad to me.
Yeah, it's sad to me. Sad to me.
Sad to me. Sad to me.
Vito, I'll see you in Pennsylvania in a week. Can't wait to meet you, buddy.
Okay.
I'm really sorry about Vito, that, too. That's sad.
And you know what? Another thing, I'm gonna take care of Kyle once and for all. And when I do, he's gonna be begging on a tree for a dollar for a booze.
Yeah, that's right. He ain't gonna know what to do.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. He's just going to be standing there under a tree begging for booze.
That's
Rob, she already tried to challenge it with Streamlabs, and they sided with Kyle, and he already spent the money.
Why don't you talk to someone like, if that was the case and all that, why don't you call someone actually? Because that's not right, you know? I know that everything is online, internet, and all that, but
people are trying to get Wendy's mom involved or something. Try to help her out.
I can help out too.
A lot of people out there trying to take her money right now. She don't need that.
Wendy, don't put your credit card or anything on that line, seriously. I got scammed before by idiots too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, $555.95. I don't know who had my card, but I got that money back. I went to the banks. I called so many people up. I had to call a lawyer. I know it was only $555, but I made sure to get that money back because I earned that money. I work for my money. I don't like people giving me that. I like working for my money.
I had someone do that to me one time, and they ordered a bunch of stuff on eBay, and it just came to my house. So
what
like,
was it?
Oh, it was like a yellow dress like a stripper would wear and stuff like that. But they're so stupid that when they ordered it, it just came to my house because that's the shipping address. So they didn't even get the stuff.
Toon Squad said that money was converted to Newports and smoked by now.
Absolutely. I'm jealous. I want to go hang out with Vito and Joe. Eat some steak.
We're going out for dinner. I'm going to a Steelers game next week, and nice. John's going to be there too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know, if Jimmer was down here, me and Jimmer would have some Italian food.
Yeah, he's Italian, huh?
And we would have a bottle of wine.
Right.
You know, if I could do, you know, I would buy a ticket for Rostock to come to Pixar. I swear, I would. You know, that'd be awesome. All three of us. That's like a dream that came true. You know.
I'm an Asian guy.
Because Rostock's always been respectful to my channel. I've been respectful to him, and he's a nice guy. You know, and I like good people. You know, and people need to awesome. Watch out for this guy.
Vito's an awesome guy too.
Yeah, he is. He's a very nice guy. How's your mom doing, Vito? And how's your sister and all
good.
That?
Good. She's doing good. She cannot hardly move, but she's doing okay.
She speaks for Vito. Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when this show ends, it will be good if you can play a little Jimmer song.
Jimmernam singing?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
I got a new one from him. He was actually, he used to be in a group, kind of like a boy band, but they had a chick too. Mm-hmm. So I already got that song queued up. Oh, shit.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Hear that, Wendy, an exclusive. Yeah. That's gonna be
hey, Jimmernam's here.
Folks.
Hey, Jimmer.
Oh, maybe you'll get some
Hey,
water.
Wendy.
How are you?
Oh, wait. Let me turn off the background. All right, cool. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Cool. Looks like you got your own show now.
Yes.
Killing it.
Yes, I'm killing it.
Got to come on cam, though, at some point.
Yes.
Can I mention she has four times the viewers as With Apologies had tonight?
Oh, my God. I told you, you're killing it, Wendy.
How is Jimmernam doing?
Yes.
Pretty good. I'm sorry.
Right on time, Hansi shows up in chat. Says scamming poor Wendy, Rostock, and Jimmer.
Oh, you should hear, Ross, you should hear Hansi's scope tonight.
Oh, I will. Just caught it. I will.
Oh my God, he gets mad and starts crying about how Howard betrayed him and shit.
Well, it's funny he says we're scamming her when we're literally telling her don't give anyone money and block Carla Kitty, and how are we scamming her?
Here, let me put the link in there. I know, seriously,
trying
it's like
to figure out how to get her money back.
Hansi, yeah. Like, do you want to make amends? Maybe tonight we could just do
call
it.
Call in,
like,
Hansi.
Do you want to? Yeah, do you want to be on the like a good team? You want to be like just settle it and just drop the bullshit, man? Because we know you're not mentally sick. You're just for some reason you're just dumb. I don't know what your fucking thing is, but
yeah, he's definitely gonna want to call in now.
Yeah, and Hansi, you should know that the reason I'm doing the show, Wendy reached out to me and asked to host the show. You ever let her host the show, Hanzi?
I didn't think so.
Exactly.
And now he's talking shit about Wendy, by the way.
You just want me in Discord so you can hack my IP. We said call in, you idiot. You don't have to join Discord. The phone number's on the screen.
Yeah, you have to explain that to him, of course.
I'll type it in the chat, you fuck. You've called the number before.
Hanzi, you come in with, like, stupid Discord names. Like, I
Lost
love Doug, Toronto.
Don't give any address to IP, I just don't.
No, I'm putting my Google number on there. It's not traced to me at all. That's the show number.
How are you, Jim and Em? You remember me?
Is this Joe?
Yep.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your voice sounds familiar. Yeah, man. Hey, what's up?
Not bad. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty cool. What do you think? You into UFC?
I'm a little bit into UFC. I like a little. I like more WWE.
He's more than he used to be. We got him into
it. What do you think about it? Oh, okay. What do you think about the birth of AEW? Sorry.
Wait, hold on.
You know what?
Hanzi says reverse phone lookup. You've called this number, Hanzi. I can literally go call you right now if I search through it.
Or tell him to do a Periscope live right now.
And just making excuses.
You know, it's just like there's so many ways.
I think AEW is going to really put pressure on Vince McMahon, but I still think WWE still has that little edge because you see fans still selling out every single stadium. So it's going to put pressure on Vince McMahon, but I still think WWE is still going to be number one show because they're moving to Fox, right? You know, because Vince is scared. You know, that's what my brother is telling me.
And AEW is on which network now? AEW,
is it on Spike?
AEW, let me see.
TV. Check, I should know. I don't know. AEW.
Let me see. They're on TNT.
TNT? Did you hear Vince McMahon and Judge Judy? Judge Judy is coming to SmackDown.
Judge Judy?
Yeah.
That's supposed to save their
name. I watched that show.
I heard there's going to be a lawsuit, I think, against. I don't know if it's like part of the show, but there'd be a lawsuit against Shane and Kevin Owens. That.
The only reason I'm talking wrestling, it might get. You know, fucking Hanzi to come in here because that fat sloth. Hanzi, if you come in here, we'll make you up a belt. We'll build a belt for you. We'll make one up.
That's a big like belt. I don't have the funds for that.
Wendy for it. You
we'll
fight
just tape
Wendy
three belts
it.
Together and maybe it'll fit.
Oh, we could get piece of papers together and just make one.
Wendy, you could kick Hanzi's ass, right, Wendy?
Yeah, I can.
We'll get the MF belt. How about that, Hanzi? The fat motherfucker. Oh.
That's true, Hanzi. I'm from Long Island. Where Howie fucking lives is right by where I grew up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey, Wendy, how does it feel that Dusty Loads? I wonder why he chose that name, by the way.
Yeah.
Perfectly describes him in every way, Dusty and Loads, because his loads are dusty. But Wendy, how does it feel that he uses you basically for content now because he's irrelevant? No one cares about him.
Not good. I feel like kicking his mother effing ass.
And he tonight in his scope, he talks about like him like giving you his all and trying to help you out. Bullshit, right?
Yes, that's bullshit, yes.
How much money has Hanzi donated to you?
None.
Oh, there you go.
And no, I have nobody has donated to me, and I am lost, and I don't want anybody to donate to me. I don't, because everything comes from my heart. I believe the heart is more than
Joe's donation. Home.
I don't know. That's how I look at life.
But why is Hanzi the savior all of a sudden? He claims in his latest scope he tried to help Wendy and he's the savior.
He saves that food that people don't finish.
He hasn't done nothing, Jimmer.
He's manipulating the audience that trolls him pretty much, 98%.
And Carla Kitty. They're working together.
I mean, what do you think about? I mean, just what a slime ball he is. And then he tags himself with a guy who's from the Dallas Buyers Club, Matt. You know?
Well,
he hooks
that's
up with
not good.
Losers.
He's a loser.
I can't disagree with you on that one, you know. Come on, Dusty Loads. Dust off your load and get in here.
So fucking stupid. You've called this number like 3 fucking times. I used it for Don A show. You called in 6-7 a month ago.
Hansi, we're not going to attack you, man. We just want to settle this once and for all. Like, stop the bullshit. Stop trying to act like the villain all the time and the victim. You're not a victim. Hansi. You're not a villain.
We're going to block you from Wendy. This is your only chance to even talk to her. We got you blocked.
Yeah, that jerk off.
Like, Wendy's calling you a jerk off. That's really and bad. Fat. Like, you know, Wendy's the biggest sweetheart, and she's calling you a jerk off. That means something.
Wendy, I think Hansi's working with Cyan's and Dez.
Well, that's not good.
He probably told him to tell you he's going to beat you, so you don't.
Oh, yeah, well, Hansi has nothing coming because I'll shut Hansi down, too.
Damn.
Wendy, you can take my size 15 bootmate from Germany.
Yes.
And they can go up that radical radish and candy ass.
Yes, I can.
Hansi, come in here.
Yes, no, Wendy can.
He's trying to lay low like he's not in the chat anymore. We know you're still here.
He's all frantic right now.
What's your favorite place to stream, Wendy?
Well, Hansi, you better show your pussy ass in here or else I'm going to kick your ass and ban you from Periscope.
If I don't murder him first.
Hey, Wendy, he already said he banned you from everything. Like, you should just ban... Like, see, Wendy's gracious, man. She won't ban you, but you ban her right away for nothing? You're a jackass, Dusty. Load.
Yeah, Hansi, that's not Dusty right.
After all the viewers that Wendy got you, you treat her like this, Dusty, Loads.
And everyone knows we're not the bad people because Joe Booney is here, and Joe Booney does not hang out with bad people.
Thank you, man.
So you're not convincing anybody, Hansi.
And Joe Booney knows more wrestling than you do, Hansi.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my brother Mojo.
He's a proud Muslim too, unlike you.
I'm blessed. Thank you.
He's ashamed of his religion, Joe.
Is he? What religion is he?
He's a Muslim.
Is he?
He's actually Christian.
He converted.
There's Christian here, so.
Well, he was a Muslim.
Was he?
Yeah. Now he loves Jesus.
Well, I love Jesus. Hansi,
get your ass in here.
I wonder if he's doing a scope. Check it out.
I don't know. You should watch his scope that I put in the Discord.
Hansi, why don't you call him? He breaks down.
He has a meltdown in the
fucking. He deleted one. He did one about us called Fuckboys, and he deleted it. So I should probably fucking download this before he takes it away.
He's going to take it away.
Oh, fuck.
You know, I had a delicious supper today. It was an unbelievable supper, my uncle's. Shish kebab, Greek salad, chicken.
Hansi, when you're over your panic attack, why don't you come in here?
Chicken.
And I had shish kebab. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, face Wendy like a man.
Yeah, Hansi.
You got some shit to answer Hansi. For.
I think his name is actually Hamzi because Hansi, I think, is English.
Oh, doxed.
Hamzi. Remember they start speaking my language?
Exactly. He's making up fake shit. Later,
come on,
Jay.
Come on, Habibi. Later, come on, Jay. Habibi.
We'll be nice to you, Hans. We're not here to, like, bash you or anything like that. Be real for once, Hansi.
Come on, Hansi.
Stop being backstabbing fake.
I'm gonna have all night.
Come on,
Hansi. We all have all night.
We were gonna end the show, and now we're waiting for you.
He's not gonna call in at all.
Piece of shit. Oh well.
All I can say, Hansi, is there's always payback at the end of the day.
That's right.
Hansi, why did you break? Why did you have a meltdown tonight about Howard Stern? You slammed. I mean, you slammed on whatever the fuck you were slamming on. You're basically gonna cry. You were crying on stream on Periscope. Come on, Hansi.
Hansi, I'm outside your window, Hansi. I can see you're there, looking at your laptop, eating a sandwich. Oh well. Maybe next time I'm gonna get off here so that I can download the scope before he takes it down.
Okay.
That way we can stream about it some other day and fuck with him. I was crying.
Jimmer, you know we will never get a confession out of Hansi. You know that, Jimmer.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway.
Great first show, Wendy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll keep doing it, Wendy, until he's forced to come out. Him and Kyle and Dez. They can't hide forever. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'd go longer, Wendy, but I'm fucking dying right now. It's been sitting here for 4 hours.
I understand that.
It's hot.
I don't want you to die.
So, let me get off here so I can die. Thanks for coming, Jimmer.
All right.
Thanks for hosting, Wendy, Joe King, Joe Booney. Everyone, subscribe to Joe Sports Channel. Wendy, we'll get you that link to Joe's Discord so you can come on his show sometime.
Yes.
I
just want to thank everybody for...
It was nice to meet you, Joe.
No problem. Thank you for letting me come on your show tonight. Everybody,
you're welcome,
to
Joe.
Joe, you get the final word.
What'd you say?
You get the final word, Joe.
The final word? Well, respect women 110%, women rights, and let's all be family under God. And we are a country that we should love one another. In God we trust. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Damn it. Peace out, everybody. I'm gonna be on with F5 on Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't know what we're gonna talk about, shit. But
okay.
I told some people that were mentioning Sam Hyde. I was like, oh shit, it was Hostbuster. I told Hostbuster he should come on Wednesday. He was talking about Jew hating and Sam Hyde. I was like, holy shit, F5 is a diehard Sam Hyde fan and a Jew hater. So, could be a good battle.
Cool.
Peace out, everyone.
Peace
out. Good night, Ross.
See you, Joe.
Peace and motherfucking love. Retarded in
here. And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running. In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Absolutes are inefficient, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East style. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it, yeah. Get stoked, get retarded.
Let's get retarded in here. Let's get retarded. Ha! Come on, y'all. Time your kids stand still, twist and bang your spine. Bob your head like epilepsy. Up inside your club or in your belly. Get messy, loud and sick.